This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The second of two Democratic presidential debates this week gets underway in just a few hours with former Vice President Joe Biden center stage. Biden is currently the front runner for the Democratic presidential nomination in national surveys. Senators Kamala Harris of California and Cory Booker of New Jersey are expected to challenge Biden, who has pledged to not be as diplomatic in this debate as he was in the first one. AP political correspondent Hunter Woodall reports that Democrats are hoping to gain support in key states that went for Donald Trump in 2016.
That's what Democrats seem to be looking for, is folks that can say we can win these states that we lost and we feel like we should be winning. So Michigan obviously is one of the states that will be a flashpoint, and having the debate here clearly a sign from the Democrats we are trying to show that we're taking Michigan, Midwestern states seriously this time around.
That's AP's Hunter Woodall. The Trump administration, meanwhile, is hailing this week's trade talks with China in Shanghai as a positive step forward. VOA's Steve Herman reports.
White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham calls the 2 days of talks constructive, adding that negotiations will continue in Washington in early September. She also says the Chinese confirmed their commitment to increase purchases of American agricultural exports. President Trump recently has said the Chinese might try to wait out the end of his first term, betting they would have an easier time if a Democratic Party candidate is victorious in the November 2020 election. But Trump has said he expects to be reelected, and then the Chinese will face even tougher terms for a deal. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The